Our first speaker this morning is currently serving his third six-year term as a member of the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents. If that's not commitment, I'm not sure what is. He was first appointed by Governor Rick Perry in 2001 and then again by Governor Perry in 2009 and most recently reappointed in 2015 by Governor Greg Abbott. Phil Adams has served 2 years as the vice chairman of the board and served as the chairman of the board from 2013 to 2015. He also currently is the chairman of the Committee on Buildings and Physical Plant, a member of the Committee on Finance, and chairman of the Committee on Audit and Committee on Finance. He earned a bachelor's degree from Texas A&M University in 1971 and has enjoyed a very prosperous and impressive career in the insurance industry, as well as being a member of numerous organizations and boards around the state and across this nation. Would you please join me in welcoming Regent Phil Adams to the podium to share some remarks with us.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Thank you, John, very much. On behalf of the Board of Regents, I say welcome to all of you. Thank you for being here today. This is a most important day for the Texas A&M University system. I'm excited to be here today to see the most recent example of how Chancellor Sharp can come up with a lofty vision and, with help from esteemed members of the legislature, turn that vision into something very real, something very special. I was born in Bryan, Texas, right here in 1948, 68 years ago, and both of my parents worked at this very site. My dad was in school, going to Texas A&M on the GI Bill back after the big war, and there was a veterans vocational school out here at the old, right here at the Bryan Air Base, and he was the associate director. And my mom was a secretary for Major Harrison. I was telling her this weekend over the phone that I was going to be giving remarks at this groundbreaking out here, and she said, "Well, is it still loud?" And I said, she would always talk about how the pilots would come through her office in to see Major Harrison. I said, "No, Mom, planes aren't still coming in and out of." But this ceremonial groundbreaking of this wonderful Relish campus marks the beginning of something truly historic. The A&M system, Blinn College, and private companies are coming together to build a most unique campus, a most unique place. This special collaboration will result in a campus where students, researchers, and scientists will create leading-edge solutions to many of the problems that face our society today. Let's enjoy this historic, special day, and I look forward to seeing you all very soon again as more big ideas come online from the Texas A&M system. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Regent Adams. I'd like to now introduce our next speaker. The Texas A&M University system is one of the largest systems of higher education in our nation, comprised of 11 universities and seven state agencies. Our next speaker has served as our chancellor of the A&M system since 2011, and prior to that spent more than three decades of his career in public service. He earned his bachelor's degree in political science from Texas A&M in 1972 and was elected by his peers at that time as the student body president. His vision and his leadership are forging new ground in higher education, which we are here to celebrate today. Would you please join me in welcoming Chancellor John Sharp to the podium to share a few remarks with us.
Thank you very much. Howdy.
Howdy.
Thank you very much for being here today to look at the vision that Dennis Christensen, Dean Banks, the Board of Regents, who was at the time doing a strategic plan and came up with some great ideas that I stole from each of them and started this program. One of the great things about being chancellor of this place is you have unbelievable staff, unbelievable people that work in academia or work in administration here that were the genesis of what this is all about. We also have a new guest that just showed up, duck hunter, pig hunter extraordinaire, and a damn good state representative, Kyle Cassell, right over here. And we're really pleased to have these legislators here, particularly our own, but particularly Kel Seliger, who is chairman of the Senate Committee on Higher Education, came all the way from Amarillo, Texas to see this. Senator, I want you to know that there's going to be a lot fewer junk cars and things before this is over with. We have a lot of money we're fixing to invest in cleaning this up and turn it into something special. And if what I'm talking about is redundant to everybody in the audience, my main listener here today is Kel Seliger, so I want to talk to you. This is an amazing prospect. Raymond Paredes actually was the first genesis of this in his 60 by 30 program that he came up with. Here's what this is about. This is a two-fold deal under the direction of John Barton and Jim Nelson. Jim Nelson, where are you? Right here. He's the academic part of this. What's going to happen here is Texas A&M University gets about 40,000 students, high school students that apply to Texas A&M University. Texas A&M accepts 20,000 of those. 20,000 accept Texas, 10,000 accept Texas A&M. The other 10,000 go to Harvard, Yale, someplace else. And there's 20,000 kids that want to be Aggies that are not able to get into Texas A&M University, but want to be here. And so on the academic side, what Jim is doing is those kids will start at Blinn, and Blinn is going to build a structure here and a building here. We'll start with Blinn College, and then after they finish with Blinn, they will choose Texas A&M Kingsville, or they will choose Texas A&M Commerce, or West Texas A&M, or wherever. And each one of those schools will have someone here. And they may not get a degree from Texas A&M University. A few of them will be able to, after 2 years, get into Texas A&M, but most will not. But they will get a degree from Texas A&M Kingsville or West Texas A&M or somewhere like that. And we'll make sure that not one of those 40,000 kids slip through the cracks and that they get a degree. And that's what will happen on the academic side of that. The other thing is that Blinn College will produce, you know, they've got 14,000 or something kids here on another campus. Those kids, after they finish 2 years, we don't want them to stop there. We don't want them to say, okay, I'm finished. Those kids will can then come over here and go to Texas A&M Kingsville or go to Texas A&M Corpus or wherever it is and get their degree from here. And so it's going to become, at the very least, one heck of an economic development tool for Brazos County, because we're going to keep 5,000, 10,000 or whatever, young men and women here in Brazos County where they really want to be, instead of having them go somewhere else to, you know, lesser schools. Now, the other thing that's going to happen here, I'm trying to be humble. The other thing that will happen here is what John does. And this is going to be a facility where industry can pair up with the great research that exists at Texas A&M University in engineering or whatever, and do and be here side by side. It may be driverless tractors. It may be people doing research on military and manufacturing military optics, all kinds of things that people that John is talking to. And we will use the tremendous drawing power of Texas A&M research to have those folks located here on this campus. And so a campus that has been sort of complacent for some time and underutilized is all of a sudden going to become one of the most unique campuses that exist anywhere in the United States of America, period. It doesn't exist anywhere. I want to thank Dennis for being the first guy to bring this to me, and Kathy Banks for being there at about the same time, and the Board of Regents who were going through a strategic plan at the very same time, and it just all came together into what is going to be a great idea, and making sure that we don't lose a single kid that wants to be a part of us in some way is going to be able to do that and wind up with a degree. Now, what we're really doing here today, Senator, is we are dedicating something that you guys got for us and for the state of Texas, and that's the Center for Infrastructure Renewal. This center that we're breaking ground on today does not exist anywhere in the United States of America below the Mason-Dixon line. Only Purdue has ever had anything like this. Right now, when TxDOT puts asphalt on roads, or highway or building contractors build concrete and buildings in Houston or whatever, that's the test. Hope it doesn't fall down, but there's no previous testing of that material. This is going to be the first time below the Mason-Dixon line that there is any place in the United States of America that tests that asphalt, tests whether or not that asphalt can be mixed with other materials and things like that for cheaper, greener, better road bases, better concrete, whatever, better infrastructure. All of that is going to be tested at this particular facility. And it is here because of these folks right here. A particular thanks to Governor Dan Patrick, without whose help this absolutely would not be possible. And I appreciate Governor Patrick's personal involvement in making sure this, because he knows that this, if you just, as Dennis has told me 100 times, if you just find, actually Kathy has told me 100 times, if you just find one application that saves $500 million, you have done good in this process. And that's what the Center for Infrastructure Renewal is about. There will be, in short order, about 9 buildings here. You will see a whole bunch of these buildings that will be gone. You will see an awful lot of infrastructure work here. Bryan Utilities is being great. The city of Bryan and the county have been excellent. And this is going to be one remarkable place in the annals of higher education because of these folks that have worked on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chancellor Sharp. Our next speaker this morning is the Texas A&M Engineering's Vice Chancellor and Dean of Engineering. Texas A&M Engineering is one of the largest programs in this country and consistently ranks among the top 10 programs at public institutions. Dr. Banks is responsible for this program as well as coordination and collaboration among the 3 engineering state agencies that are part of the Texas A&M University system. As Chancellor Sharp mentioned, she's also the driving force behind the work that has brought us all here today. Because of her vision, passion, and belief in all that Texas A&M has to offer, we are breaking ground today on what will be a world-class research facility that will transform the way we build our nation's aging infrastructure. Please, would you welcome Dr. Catherine Banks, Texas A&M Engineering Vice Chancellor and Dean of Engineering, to the podium.
Well, thank you, John. It is such an exciting day here to celebrate the groundbreaking of the CIR, as well as the first building on the new Rellis campus. Texas A&M Transportation Institute and Texas A&M Experiment Station have been solving transportation problems for years, more than 60 years, actually. There's never been a partnership more important at this particular time. As you know, our roads, our highways, bridges, many of our transit systems are aging at a rate that we could not replace. The stability of our pipeline systems for energy, water, and wastewater is uncertain. Efforts to address these challenges with currently outdated materials and technology that is outdated as well are costing taxpayers billions of dollars while only temporarily addressing the problems. When we invest in modern solutions for infrastructure, it is necessary but critical as well for our future economy. It is also critically important for our national security and our basic quality of life. I would like to applaud the Texas legislature for approving this joint venture between TTI and TEAS and appropriating the funding for the debt service for the CIR. This will allow us to build this world-class facility to focus on infrastructure. The Center for Infrastructure Renewal will be a very unique facility where transportation and engineering experts from both areas can come together and join government partners, private industry partners, and public partners. This will allow us to build the infrastructure for the 21st century and beyond. From developing advanced and sustainable materials to structural systems to advanced processes for repair, the solutions that are going to be developed in this CIR will reduce cost, will extend infrastructure life, and improve both safety and durability. Furthermore, this facility will closely align the innovative research with implementation and training through public and private partnerships. I'm pleased to announce that we recently appointed a director for the Center of Infrastructure Renewal. He is a nationally and internationally recognized infrastructure expert, Dr. Bjorn Bergeson. Bjorn, would you please stand to be recognized? Dr. Bergeson's vision for the CIR is to become the leading global center for developing new science, engineering, and financial solutions for infrastructure that is sustainable as well as applicable. I look forward to his leadership. In closing, the collaboration between the state of Texas, TEAS, and TTI will position Texas as a global leader in the field of infrastructure renewal. Thank you for joining us today as we begin transforming this dream into reality.
Thank you, Dr. Banks. And so now is the time for us to begin a new chapter in the Texas A&M University System's history. Commemorated with this ceremonial groundbreaking of the construction of the Center for Infrastructure Renewal and the new RELIS campus.